Good afternoon and welcome to the Bet Levin Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again. We have a very special guest with us, Dr. Hal Huggins. Dr. Huggins, we'd like to welcome you to the Bet Levin Radio program.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
I'd like to open with a word of scripture. You know, it's the Bible says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. So I believe the Lord is telling us that inasmuch as he desires for us to advance spiritually, he wants for us to physically be in wellness, to have good health. Wouldn't you say so, Dr. Huggins?
Well, I've heard someplace that the body was the temple of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. That's right. Our bodies are the temple of God's Holy Spirit. Now, in the way of introduction, I'll tell the listener a little bit about you, Dr. Huggins. Dr. Huggins is a leading pioneer in informing the public about toxic dental materials that create incurable autoimmune diseases. Now, he has been on the cutting edge of dentistry since the 1960s. He's very controversial in his stand against deception in dental regulations and practices. Once the darling of the American Dental Association and a speaker at most of the major dental conventions, his vigorous stand against silver mercury amalgam fillings, patented and owned by the American Dental Association, finally resulted in his losing his dental license in 1996 for, number one, refusing to refer patient to have silver mercury amalgams placed, and number two, refusing to refer patient for root canals, and three, for writing a book that the American Dental Association did not like, which the title of that book is It's All in Your Head. Now, he now devotes his time to lecturing and speaking, and he has covered quite a bit of grounds in the past 40 years in his speaking engagements. In our previous presentation with Dr. Huggins, we talked about mercury amalgam and its toxicity. Now, as we pick up from here, Dr. Huggins, just remind us how toxic is that mercury amalgam silver filling that's put in people's mouth today?
Well, can you imagine the toxicity of plutonium? Plutonium, if you take a piece of plutonium the size of a pea and put it in the middle of Manhattan in New York City,
okay,
within 2 hours, everybody would be dead.
Are you kidding?
That's number one. Number two behind it is mercury.
Hmm.
You put a piece of mercury in the middle of Manhattan, maybe it'd have to be in liquid form, maybe it'd have to be a pound or two instead of just a little pea-sized thing. But in toxicity, it is number two to plutonium. When I took a postdoc master's at the University of Colorado about 10 or 15 years ago, and I was asking about the toxicity of mercury, that what is the safe level? And the professor of toxicology said, well, one atom can kill one cell. You tell me the safe level. So, No, there is no safe level. There are some tolerable levels because we have trillions of cells in our body, and if we lose a few million here and there, no big deal. But as we get into the silver mercury fillings, we are not losing millions. We're losing billions of cells. And after a while of having that in, if it happens to hit your nervous system, we have a new name for it. We call it multiple sclerosis. Hmm. It's interesting, something that just happened a few moments ago in the office. If we look back 20 years ago, we heard about Lou Gehrig's disease, questions on Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
MLS, once every 6 months. This morning alone, between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock, we had three calls from three different patients who have Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is also a dental disease that is growing much faster than multiple sclerosis at the present time. Know where it comes from, but who isn't interested? Nobody, not even the ALS Foundation. They used to be a few years ago, but the MS Foundation or Society has criticized me for many years because they get something like $34 million, I have heard, a year for research, for looking for a cause, not to find one. If they find one, hey, that $34 million goes away next year. ALS used to be interested, but now they're in about the same boat.
Yeah.
I wrote a book on multiple sclerosis after I had seen 1,000 patients, and that was 1999, 2000, someplace back there.
Okay.
And most of these were related to mercury, but root canals can do the same thing.
Mm.
So dentistry has more than one way to attack you.
Mm.
The new gold crowns for the last 20, 30 years are not made out of gold. They're made out of nickel. 85% of the crowns, according to the laboratory industry, are made out of nickel, which is carcinogenic, which means cancer-producing.
Mm.
So, but, you know, insurance pays for the cancer, and you save a couple hundred dollars on the crown. So you come out ahead, I guess.
Wow. So now, you know, one of the thing the listeners would be wondering, you know, okay, as a research scientist and a professional, you've seen the documentation. We know mercury is very toxic. Have you worked with cases of people who have any disease relating to mercury toxicity? And have you seen any improvement after the mercury fillings have been safely and correctly removed?
Well, I've got 41 years experience in that line, so the answer is yes. And this includes not just ALS and multiple sclerosis, but leukemia and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, lupus erythematosus, arthritis, diabetes. There are probably close to 100 different diseases. And a lot of the more common symptoms, like chronic fatigue, where does that come from? Mercury from the filling hits the oxygen-carrying place on the red blood cell, and it can't transport oxygen. So do you feel tired? Do you feel chronic fatigue? Depression is actually the number one thing. We did a survey of 1,320 patients a few years ago, and found that depression occurred 73% of the time. That's pretty high.
Mm.
And depression is something that is all over the scientific literature as far as, is it related to mercury? Yes. The literature says it is, and the people we see are. And there's one place where I feel dentistry really steps over the line. You know, men have killed other men since, I don't know, there were these two guys, Cain and Abel, back there someplace.
Like, yeah.
To fight. Well, people have been fighting, killing each other ever since, and wars will probably go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
However, when somebody can push another person over to the point of suicide, to me that is satanic. That is crossing over the line.
Absolutely.
Mercury makes people, and I'm talking about a great many people, over 90% of the people I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years have floating suicidal thoughts. To me, you have crossed the line. You don't do that sort of thing to people and get paid for it.
Hmm. That's a solemn thought. Now, can we look at some cases so we can understand exactly what you're saying? Let's say a person with Lou Gehrig's or multiple sclerosis, you've dealt with people coming to your office with multiple sclerosis. Can you give us some example of what happened and how soon do they begin to see improvement?
Yeah, there is quite a wide variation there. People who come in a wheelchair, now I do not have a practice here in Colorado. They destroyed me here, but I do assist other people in telling them how to run their practice, so to speak. I have written up the technology and other people use it.
Okay.
With multiple sclerosis, if somebody comes in with, and they're in a wheelchair,
yeah,
I give them a challenge that I challenge them. I want to see you get up and take 6 steps by yourself within 6 days. And
okay.
50% of the people will be able to accomplish that.
Mm.
So those are the people who respond rapidly. We had a television show out of Las Vegas that was here probably about 1992, and they'd come out to film a rock star. Well, there was a little gal from Mexico who was really cute and a lot cuter than the rock star was. And after 1/4 of her amalgams were out, she was able to stand up out of the dental chair, and just holding on to her IV pole, she was able to walk by herself. So that's probably the fastest one that I have seen. But it lets us know that if it can happen once, it can probably happen again.
Absolutely. Now, okay, that's an example of the multiple sclerosis there. Can you give us some other example with some of the other health conditions?
Well, Lou Gehrig's disease is 100% fatal, and we don't have a real good track record, but it is better than zero.
Okay.
We can see 30% of the people at this time who will show improvements both in symptoms and in their chemistries. And one of the people, back when I was practicing some years ago, had 2 years to live, and 2 months ago he ran a triathlon. So he was supposed to have been dead 5 or 6 years ago. So running a triathlon is pretty good for a dead man.
Yes, sir. So he was...
That doesn't happen to all. Now, when we first started with multiple sclerosis back in the 60s and 70s, we had 10% improvement. We were real pleased with that. Well, now it's up over 85%. And we hope to see the same thing happen with Lou Gehrig's disease, but we have found finally where the problem comes from. In fact, that's what I've been working on the last 6 hours here in a presentation the end of this week on some of the aspects of where we're finding the origins of Lou Gehrig's disease. It is scary. I mean, I have known about these things for many decades.
Okay.
But it seems that every week things get just a little more scary because we find out a little more truth. And as we mentioned last time, there's the Huggins distortion of that comment on truth, and it shall set you something or another.
Set you free.
Huggins says, speak the truth and it will set you in the crosshairs.
Yes, sir.
Because people do not want us to get well. They do not want us. Why do they fight me so hard? Because they don't want it exposed. That dentistry has now suggested to do 60 million root canals a year, and 100% of those are toxic. If you remove the tooth and do DNA assays on the tooth, on the ligament, on the blood beside it, on the bone and beside it, you find dozens frequently of some of the world's worst anaerobic bacteria, the kind that give you diseases that are called incurable. So it kind of makes you think somebody out there wants us to stay incurable.
Yes, sir. It seems that way.
Like me.
You know, I think about chronic fatigue. That's pretty common. Of the people running around with chronic fatigue, how much of them, percentage-wise, would you say is related to the mercury amalgam fillings that they have?
If we can call it, how is it related to dentistry? I don't know an exact figure, but it's probably got 3 digits. If you can follow that mathematically.
Yes, sir.
In other words, it is well above 90%, because if the mercury does not get on the red blood cell and stop you from transporting oxygen, it hits the thyroid gland. And when here's one of the problems from the medical standpoint, if an atom of mercury hits a molecule of thyroid, it inactivates it. But if you do a blood test, the blood test says, oh, the thyroid hormone is there. What it can't tell is the thyroid hormone is there, but it's not active.
Okay.
So thyroid is another thing that is hit that causes. And how fast does it get there? Here's a study that was done in 1962 by Storterbecker in Sweden. He put amalgams in dogs, and the mercury portion of the amalgam was radioactive. And then he started tracing the dogs to see how long it was before the radioactivity showed up someplace in the body. And it was found in the thyroid gland in less than 4 minutes.
Wow.
So if you have had a, quote, silver filling, that is silver-colored mercury filling, in your mouth for more than 4 minutes, you have a thyroid problem.
Hmm. You know, one of the things, the question that comes to my mind is, you know, there may be people walking about out there and they have no diagnosed condition of disease. And some of them may feel very well, yet still they have mercury amalgam filling in their mouth. What's going on there?
Well, I haven't seen one, but I don't know.
Okay.
Most people think that, you know, as you pass 35, hey, it's downhill after then. So you get to the point where you get very irritable. Well, a lot of people get irritable. What's wrong with being irritable? Well, that's a mercury symptom, but they don't know that. So they take antidepressants, and they take caffeine uppers in soft drinks and coffee and things like that to counteract it, but they think it is normal. Well, there are a lot of people who have told me that, say, well, I'm in perfect health, that you don't take any medication. Well, yeah, I take medication for high blood pressure and to lower my cholesterol and a half a dozen other things, but I'm in perfect health. You're not in perfect health if you have high blood pressure.
That's
You're
right.
You're in perfect health if you have a lot of these things that can be covered up by medications, drugs.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so true. So there is no question about it that mercury is the most toxic element on Earth that is not radioactive. So anyone that has mercury amalgam filling in their mouth has mercury being leached out into their system. And you mentioned in our last program that you're able to put a meter. How did that went? You put a meter in their mouth and you were able to pick up mercury vapor that's been emitted?
Yes, you can take the mercury vapor detectors and put them above a mercury filling, and you'll get a reading in 10 seconds. Well, if it's coming off fast enough to get a reading in 10 seconds, that's pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the Journal of Dental Research published back in 1983, that if you chew gum for 10 minutes, the amount of mercury coming off the filling goes up, are you ready for this? 15,000%.
Are you kidding?
Just from chewing gum for 10 minutes. Now, if you chew gum and happen to inhale, that's going into the lungs, the mercury's going into the blood, it goes up to the brain, it goes all over the body. But in particular, if you're chewing gum, it's going to go right up through the sinuses, right into the brain. Otherwise, it has to go to the bloodstream, and that may take another minute or two before it finds a place to set up a new resident.
My. You know, Dr. Huggins, I know our listeners are wondering, so is there any hope? Can we get these mercury fill-ins out? If they take out these mercury amalgam, what can they put in?
Plastic or gold. There are plenty of things to put in. But the thing is, if you just take out the fillings, all you've done is take out the fillings. You haven't corrected anything in the body. In fact, I was writing early this morning and came up with a simile here that I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you strike a match and start a forest fire, then you blow out the match. Does that stop the forest fire?
No, sir.
So what happens is you put the amalgam in, that mercury goes all over the body. You take the filling out, it's still all over the body because the body has very little mechanism of excreting mercury.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my work comes in balancing the body chemistry and trying to get the body to excrete the mercury. And there are a lot of things called chelation that do more damage than good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already heard of cases this morning by telephone of people who had chelation, and now they're sicker than they were. Well, there are reasons for that.
Okay.
You have to monitor all aspects of the blood and the body to understand what's going on. You can't just go in. It's like landing a 747. How many wheels do you want on the runway if you're in that plane? Is one enough?
No, sir. You need all of them on the runway.
Well, there are a whole lot of things that have to be done, and that's why it takes about a week or week and a half to get things straightened out, because there are a whole lot of things that have to come together before you put that 747 down with all wheels on the runway and all passengers safe and alive.
Yes. Can you give out your number, Dr. Huggins, because there is indeed much more information to be covered on this subject. You know, yes, persons can put in plastic or gold, but there's a way in order to extract these fillings properly.
Yes, you take out positive current fillings first instead of negative current fillings. You trigger four endocrine glands that are going to give you a disease you didn't have.
Hmm.
So, yes, you do need to get some information. You can telephone us. We have a toll-free number that is 866-948-4638.
Can you repeat that, please?
And we do have, at this time, we do have a seminar coming up, so a lot of people are working on that instead of answering telephones. We have our website, and that's pretty complicated, drhuggins.com, drhuggins.com. For
yes.
People who want more detailed information on root canals and implants and cavitations and so on, there's another website by the Toxic Element Research Foundation that has 10 articles in it that go into great detail.
Hmm. And what is that website?
All letters on that one are TERFINFO.com.
Would you repeat that again, please?
To the Toxic Element Research Foundation, TERFINFO.com. And you've got 10 articles there that can be downloaded. They were put in originally for the media. You can do anything you want to with them.
Okay. All right, Dr. Huggins. We do appreciate you joining us. Once again, Dr. Huggins can be reached at 866-948-4638. And please remember that your local dentist might lose his license if he attempt to tell that mercury is toxic or is not good to be put in. So be careful what you ask your dentist. We need to do some research. And you can visit Dr. Huggins' website at drhuggins.com. Friends, until next time, we'd like for you to have a wonderful day. And if you have any question that you'd like to answer locally, you can reach me at 731-279-0350. That is at Better Living Natural Health Food Store. Thank you, and thank you very much, Dr. Huggins.
You are welcome. I appreciate your helping us generate awareness. We do have a series of people who have been trained across the country. If you call our number, we'll try to get you in the hands of one of the Alliance dentists who promises to do things the way that do not hurt people.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, listeners.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Better Living, sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis, treatment, or cure of any disease. For questions or comments, you're invited to call Better Living at 584-2670. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and at this time on 1220 WFWL.